Mojo News would like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the land where this radio show is being created and pay our respects to their elders past, present, and emerging. Hi, I'm your host Erin Constable, and this is Mojo Radio bringing you the most important news of the week. To politics. The Prime Minister will attend today's Labor conference to discuss the AUKUS Nuclear Submarine Security Pact. Anthony Albanese will address party concerns over the controversial military agreement with the US and the UK. He'll be backed by Defence Minister Richard Marles, who says the international agreement to develop nuclear-powered submarines falls within Australia's strategic interests. But some ALP members are critical of the pact and will seek to remove a clause that says the deal will enhance Australia's self-reliant defence policy from the party's platform. In Sydney this week, residents of a Sydney street can breathe a sigh of relief after emergency services discovered radioactive material in an apartment block. Australian Border Force officials and fire and rescue crews were called to the suburban street after firefighters found low-level radioactive material in an apartment. Nuclear science experts were also called on to assist. A 10-metre exclusion zone had to be established and residents evacuated before the material was safely contained. Three occupants of the apartment block were hospitalised for observation, but no radiation was detected. The area was later declared safe by the EPA. In Victoria, the family of suspected mushroom poisoning victim Ian Wilkinson has told Nine News he is showing signs of improvement in hospital. It comes as Victoria's Deputy Police Commissioner Wendy Steedham warns the investigation into the luncheon that killed three people would be lengthy. She said she's disappointed with a written statement made by the luncheon's host and cook, Aaron Patterson, was provided to the media. The Deputy Commissioner says the letter does not amount to a formal police statement. In business this week, Australia's gender pay gap has decreased slightly, with women earning an average of $13,000 less than men each year. ABS data shows the nation's gender pay gap now sits at 13%. A 0.3% drop from February's figures. According to the ABS, the decline is a result of rising income in fields traditionally dominated by women, such as education, training, and healthcare. In arts and culture, iconic UK chat show host Sir Michael Parkinson has died aged 88. Fondly known as Parky, his TV career spanned 7 decades where he interviewed the world's biggest stars on his long-running chat show. The acclaimed journalist and author was knighted by Queen Elizabeth II in 2008. His cause of death has not been revealed, with his family saying he endured a brief illness. To sport this week, the Matildas are out of the FIFA World Cup finals race after losing 3-1 to England in the semi-finals. Authorities have banned showing the home team's next game on the big screen at Federation Square after fans lit flares and damaged temporary fencing. The Matildas will play their last game of the tournament against Sweden in a bid to secure the bronze medal. Swimming Australia will enter crisis talks to prevent being expelled by a global governing body, World Aquatics. A special general meeting will be held to vote on changes to Swimming Australia's constitution. World Aquatics says changes are needed to give swimmers and coaches a stronger voice and to increase their voter base to better include them. Australia is now the number one swimming nation in the world after a record performance at the Fukuoka World Championships. That is all the news for today. Thank you for listening. For more news and updates, please log on to our website mojonews.com.au.